Today on Introductions, our guest is 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow, a senior at John Hersey High School in Arlington Heights. This year, Alan won the Walgreens National Concerto Competition and as a result performed as a soloist at the Harris Theater with the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra, among many other accomplishments. He's prepared for us a program today of music by Fritz Kreisler, Jules Massenet, John Williams, and more. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow, a senior at John Hersey High School in Arlington Heights. In addition to winning this year's Walgreens National Concerto Competition and soloing at the Harris Theater, he was selected as a concertmaster last school year by the Illinois Music Educators Association for the District 7 Orchestra. He also won his school district's concerto competition and has twice been a winner of the DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers. He's very active at Midwest Young Artists in their orchestra, in their chamber music program, and the early music programs. And he's also studied at the Birch Creek Summer Music Festival in Door County last summer. And this summer, he studied at the Meadowmount Music Festival in New York, where he studied with his teacher, Gerardo Ribeiro, for 7 weeks. Later, we'll hear Alan in some music by Pablo de Sarasate and film composer John Williams. But first, he has for us some music by Fritz Kreisler, his Liebeslied. His mother, Beatriz Alguira Snow, will be joining Alan on piano this hour. This is Introductions. Here's music by Fritz Kreisler, his Liebeslied, or Love's Sorrow. Thank you. Some music by Fritz Kreisler, performed by 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow. We heard the Liebeslied, Love's Sorrow, performed live here in the Levin Performance Studio at WFMT, and he performed that with his mother on piano, Beatriz Elguera Snow. Welcome to WFMT, Alan. That was wonderful.
Like thanks.
A nice, fun piece to start the hour off with. You've had a very busy year, as we heard before that piece. You performed a couple of concertos. You were the concertmaster of the Illinois Music Educators Association Orchestra. You just started school, but you never really had a relaxed summer because you were practicing every day at Meadowmount in New York. What was a highlight of the last 12 months?
Well, I really loved my stay at Meadowmount. The 7 weeks, they flew by, but at the same time, it felt like it was a couple years, and I got to know some people really, really well.
So what's it like to be in a confined area with your music teacher for 7 weeks?
Well, there's a little bit of a cabin fever at some points in the camp, but overall, it was really fun. I'm really glad I went.
So how do you think you improved the most after being immersed in music every single day all summer?
For me, I really learned the right way how to practice to be more disciplined in my practicing.
You also come from a family of musicians, as we've already heard. Your mother is joining you on piano, and your father's in the studio, and he's a musician. Who else in your family are musicians?
Well, on my mom's side, my grandpa and his brothers, they actually formed a string quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And they studied with the best string quartet in Mexico at the time, the Lenner String Quartet.
Uh-huh.
And
What's it like to have to practice at home and you always have at least one or two professional musicians listening to you?
Well, sometimes I'm practicing and my dad comes and gives advice, advice that was not called for, but still useful anyway.
Uh-huh. But I imagine that having, especially some of your older relatives, they were so accomplished. It must be inspiring to you as well.
Yeah, music is just it's something that's been a part of our family for a really long time. It's just like our culture.
You're following in the footsteps, continuing the musical tradition, and you're going to continue now with some music by Massenet. What do you have for us?
It's called Meditation. It's from his opera Thais.
Mm-hmm. So this is a slower piece of music from the opera, and it has some special challenges in it. What did you have to really work on for this piece?
Well, it's a very lyrical piece, so you have to make sure that the line speaks and rises and in intensity and lowers in intensity, like in the right places and a right balance. Also, since it's a pretty famous piece, it's difficult to play it and still make it your own, like it's the first time someone's heard it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about how you make a piece your own later, but let's hear now some music by Jules Massenet. We're going to hear the Meditation from his opera Thais. Again, we're listening to 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow with his mother, Beatriz Elguera Snow, on piano. This is Introductions. Thank you. music by Jules Massenet. We heard his Meditation from the opera Thaïs, performed live here at WFMT by 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow with pianist Beatriz Elguera Snow. That was gorgeous, Alan. Thanks so much for that performance. You really play with such a clear line in that piece. And
thank you.
You mentioned before that the challenge was making the music your own, especially such a famous piece like that. What's the process that you go through to make a piece your own?
Well, every time I play something, I got into a habit of just not listening to a ton of recordings.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that as long as I don't like do a carbon copy performance of the one recording that I heard,
mm-hmm.
I kind of formulate my own ideas. And,
so you do listen to recordings or you try not to?
I try to create my own ideas and not be influenced entirely by.
Yeah, I imagine listening, just it's easy to look something up on YouTube and hear 10 different performances, but I can imagine, as you mentioned, that can make it a lot harder to try to be unique in your own sound. So what were you thinking of while you were performing that Meditation?
Well, there's a story behind this piece, and I'm not sure this is entirely accurate, but it's some woman is praying to God and saying sorry for all the sins she's committed, and then that's like the first half of the piece, and then later in the when it's the opening theme is stated again, but this time pianissimo as opposed to piano, it's God answering her,
mm-hmm.
telling her it's okay and I forgive you.
So when you learned that story, did that help your performance immediately?
Yeah, I think that sometimes when pieces have a story behind them, it makes it more powerful.
Mm-hmm. And we have some more French music coming up next,
yep.
A piece by Ernest Chausson. What are we going to hear?
It's called Poème by Chausson.
And how did you find this one?
Well, my teacher assigned it to me, and I started studying it. I studied this piece during this summer at mm-hmm. Vanamont.
So this was your big project of the summer. And interestingly, I read that Chausson had Massenet as an early teacher.
That's
so maybe we'll hear some influence in this music. So let's hear now this poem, Opus 25, by Ernest Chausson. And we have 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow in the Levin Performance Studio performing live for us with Beatriz Elguera Snow on piano. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
a beautiful performance of the poem Opus 25 by Ernest Chanson, performed by 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow of John Hersey High School in Arlington Heights, Illinois, and also of Midwest Young Artists. He performed that with Beatriz Elguera Snow, his mother, somebody he knows quite well as a co-musician. Alan, this is something you said you worked on all summer at the Meadowmount Music Festival. You must have felt such a sense of accomplishment after learning that piece.
Yeah, it's probably the toughest solo piece rhythmically I've ever played.
What was tough about it rhythmically?
Well, there's often no solid like line. It's just like in the piano, it's just like
it's like you're soaring above. It's like you're soaring above the piano.
Yeah, it's all texture.
But it's just so whimsical at certain parts and lyrical throughout the whole thing. What a really great piece.
Yeah.
We're going to hear some more from Alan in a little bit. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file, which is what Alan did. We also welcome your comments. Visit our Facebook page or send a note to introductions@wfmt.com. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear Alan in some music by John Williams and Pablo de Sarasate. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. If you're just joining us, our guest this hour is 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow, a senior at John Hersey High School in Arlington Heights, who has won multiple concerto competitions, including at his own school district, and also that of the Walgreens National Concerto Competition, which allowed him the chance to perform as a soloist at the Harris Theater in downtown Chicago at Millennium Park with the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra. He's also performed with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra as a winner of the DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers and is involved in the orchestral, chamber music, and early music programs at Midwest Young Artists. He also went to the Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition in Indiana, which is very prestigious. So, Alan, you are all over the place. Let's talk about some of these concertos that you've performed, because most people at 17 haven't performed any, much less with an orchestra, and you've done so three times. What was the first concerto you performed?
It was, I think I was in eighth grade. And
Eighth grade?
And I performed Kabalevsky with the Oistrakh Symphony, the DePaul competition.
So that was a competition that you won twice.
Yeah.
What was it like playing with an orchestra for the first time?
Well, it's a weird feeling. Like, once you get on stage, you just, like, get this feeling of, like, almost numbness. Like, you just get on, and you're like, well, this is it.
And everybody's looking at you, expecting you to do something.
I don't know why.
And then you performed concertos twice more after that first time. So how has your playing changed since then, playing with an orchestra? I mean, as a soloist.
I know the procedures a bit more, a bit better, like rehearsing with them. And like the first time I played Kabalevsky, I was really shy and I was like awkward, didn't know what to do. And like, but now that I'm more experienced with performing, I like, I can be like, I communicate more with the conductor, saying that this tempo's too slow or too fast.
Has a conductor ever said anything memorable right before you went on to you?
I can't remember any.
You can think about it, and then if you think of it, tell us all later. Right. But even though you're such an accomplished soloist, you said before that your favorite setting is chamber music.
Yeah.
So what do you get out of chamber music that you don't get out of soloing or performing as an orchestral musician?
Well, I think that I love playing in orchestras too, but I mostly listen to chamber music, a lot of string quartets.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in a string quartet, I think it allows me the most freedom to like share my ideas, and I have a lot of like ideas.
And you get to share them and discuss them with other people.
Yeah.
When you're in your practice room by yourself, you're just talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to continue with some more of your solo work, continuing with some film music. What are we going to hear next?
Oh, we're going to play the theme from Schindler's List. It's from the movie Schindler's List.
Did you see the movie and decide you had to play that?
No, I actually haven't. I've wanted to for a long time, and my parents keep telling me I have to.
Uh-huh.
But it's dedicated for Perlman. He did the he recorded it for Schindler's mm-hmm. List, and I heard it on a CD that I bought from him, and I just loved it right away. I've always wanted to play it.
Well, let's hear you play it now. It's music by John Williams, the theme from Schindler's List. This is 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow with pianist Beatriz Alguera Snow. We're live here on Introductions. Film music by John Williams. We heard the theme from Schindler's List. 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow is in our studio live on WFMT with Beatriz Alguera Snow on piano. Alan, you really like to choose gorgeous music. That seems to be a theme throughout the whole program. I wanted to ask you, since you come from a family of musicians going back several generations, and you just came from a seven-week music camp, and you are rehearsing all the time in your different ensembles, you are the recipient of a lot of advice about performing, which we heard a little bit of earlier. You said that your teacher likes to emphasize isolation and slow practice.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to a student just starting out on the violin right now?
I would advise a lot of slow practice for beginners, so that you can really listen. It's harder when you're younger, because you just want to play it and play it fast. And
you want to play it how you hear it in a recording right away. So when you play two notes, it doesn't sound like that. That gets pretty frustrating. But you got over that quickly because you can reap the benefits from slow practice, right?
Yeah.
As we have heard in this program. And also, with all of your concertos, you have a lot of public performances that you give on a regular basis. You don't only play music. You also said that you are a baseball player and probably involved in other activities at school. Do your non-orchestra friends come and watch you play sometimes?
Yeah. A lot of my friends came to the performance at Harris Theater last winter.
So for your friends who aren't as familiar with music, I'm curious, what kinds of questions do they ask you about classical music?
They're really impressed with how fast something can be played.
So how do you respond to that?
I don't really know. I just kind of shrug it off. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you've exposed a lot of new people to classical music and to your own music, and that must be very satisfying for you, and I'm sure you'll continue to do so. You've chosen to end the program with a piece by Pablo de Sarasate, who has composed some pretty fun stuff for violinists.
Yeah.
He also likes to throw in a lot of, should we call them challenges, into the music.
Yeah.
You're going to perform the introduction in Tarantella by Pablo de Sarasate. What does he throw at you in this piece?
It's a large part of it is just speed. It's really fast. But there are a lot of awkward jumps in the piece.
Does it take a while to learn a Sarasate piece?
Yeah, it's hard to really conquer the technical challenges.
But it must be extra fun, when you do conquer them. So let's hear this final piece in this hour now by Pablo de Sarasate, his introduction and Tarantella. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
Music by Pablo de Sarasate, his Introduction and Tarantella, Opus 43, ending this edition of Introductions featuring 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow with Beatriz Alguera Snow, his mother. And Alan, that was such a wonderful ending to this wonderful hour. Before we leave you, tell us, what are your future goals for the violin?
I'm going to go into future in music, probably major in violin performance.
Uh-huh. So that we can replay this one day when you are a soloist at Symphony Center or something. What is your dream performance? If you could play virtual, the musical version of virtual football, what would be your dream orchestra to play with?
Well, my dream is to be in a really good string quartet.
Uh-huh. And be a chamber player.
Yeah.
And do you have any upcoming performances current future?
Actually, at MYA, I'm performing with East Olisi, which is a string chamber orchestra. Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up next week,
right? Next week, yeah. Next week or the week after.
Oh, so pretty soon. Yeah. So if you want to see Alan Snow live in person, you can go to mya.org, and I'm sure they've posted information on that performance up there. Well, thanks to both of you for joining us this hour. You can listen to this performance again, find the complete program, and upload an audition to perform on Introductions by visiting wfmt.com/introductions. We welcome your comments about this series. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serbin. And our theme music was performed by the MYA Ensemble Trio Vida. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.